So we are. Excuse me. We are doing. In the Gila, you had Beit Amudalev today, right? And the last thing the last thing yesterday was no. Somebody want to update me?
You look on that to the years.
The calculation of the.
70 years from
so it's like time out of Tehran, you were playing a reason. Oh, so there was basically there were 2 years that were shorter years, right? How did do you know how a year could be work out to be less than a year? Right, it was that there were less years. There seems to be more years than the count there. If we count out the years of the kings, there seem to be more years than is possible given the number of years between Purim Bayis Sheni and Chabayis Rishon and Binyan Bayis Sheni, right? So. Between and the Purim story, sorry. So what? So how do you work it out? How do you end up with two shorter years?
Because I didn't rule for exactly 4 years.
And then.
So therefore, you took off a half a year from.
Very good. We count years twice, right? A king, the year is if a king dies in the middle of the year and then a new king becomes king, then you count that year twice, right? Okay. Tanya Amiachi. The Oid Shana, there's a Bryce which also says this. Oid Shana Acheres LeBavel VeAmad Daryavesh VeHishlima. So, it says in Seder Olam. Seder Olam is essentially a book which gives, you know, a slightly idealized version of Jewish history, but Jewish history, Pachod Yoter, the way Chazal viewed it, but including account of the years. Right, so this is Rashi says this is what it says in Seder Olam. Excuse me. Right, Beibel Leila Katilis Belshatzar Malka Vedar Yavish Mada Kabil Malchusa Arei Shivim Shana Miyom Shemalach Nebuchadnezzar. From there were 70 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became the king, right? And in that 70th year, right, Belshazzar died during the night, and Daryavesh became the king. Therefore, there are 2 years, which are effectively really 1 year, if you were going to count just years as years. Right, but we count them as 2 years when we're counting the years of kings. Okay. Amar Rava, after Daniel Tal Bahai Kushbina, Daniel also made this mistake. When Daniel was working out the arithmetic, he made a mistake here. Dichsir, Bishnas Achas Lemalchoi, Ani Daniel Benoiti Masamarayim. When it says on the first year when he was king, I Daniel examined the Sfarim. It says mi dekaamar binoisi michal deta. Since it says binoisi that I understood, it implies that he didn't understand right at the beginning. He didn't just read the Sfarim. He like really examined them because at first what he found did not make sense. Right? Mikol makoyim kashu kray dadik sim lois bavel uksiv lechar vois Yerushalayim. In any case. We have a piece, we still have a stereo between the pesukim. One pasuk says the femaloit bavel according to the 70 years in Bavel, right? And then I will remember you. That's in Sefer Yirmiyah. And the other one says 70 years lemalois chorvois Yerushalayim. That's in Sefer Daniel according to ruins of Yerushalayim. You're not going to count years for your ruins of Yerushalayim the same way as you'll count years in Bavel, right? Amarava lifkida be'alma. No, Meloith Bavel, which is going to really end a year earlier, right? That was till God remembered us, but it doesn't mean that the year that the Beit HaMikdash started being rebuilt then. That's when the process started, when Daryavesh became king. Okay? Fkida means remember, but Efkod means I will remember you. So the point he's making is that the Kosh Baruch Hu remembering us doesn't necessarily mean the Beis Hamikdash is, you know, yalla, we're building it. It means that the Kosh Baruch Hu started the process of rebuilding Beis Hamikdash, but rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash was a process. Okay. V'ayinu k'siv kol amar korush melech paras kol mamuchos aretz nasan li Hashem elikei Hashemayim v'hu pokad alai livnois aloi bayis b'yerushalayim. And that's why it says Korush says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, gave me all the lands of the earth, and he told me to build his Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem. Koresh said that, the king of Persia. Now, note, and this is very important, right? As a point in Tanakh. For a very, very long time, a lot of researchers thought this never happened. They assumed that there was some polemical point, but the Koresh never made this declaration. And then what did we discover? So we didn't find a declaration about Koresh about the Jews, but Koresh made the same general declaration for almost every religion in the Persian Empire. Right? It's very reasonable it happened for the Jews as well, right? It's an important point that we should take the claim, try to take the claims in Tanakh seriously. Okay. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chista, said, "May dichsiv ko amar Hashem limshicho the korosh sher hechzakti beyanenu." The korosh Mashiach haya says, "What does that mean?" The pasuk says, "This is what you should say." Well, this is what Hashem said to his Mashiach, meaning the one He anointed. It doesn't mean Mashiach isn't the one who's the savior, but the one He anointed to Koresh, right? Who I have made strong in our days. Was Koresh anointed? No, he wasn't. Nobody put Shem and Mishkan on Koresh's head. Ela Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMashiach Kova Ani Alech Lecha Al Koresh Ani Amarti Hu Yivne Beisi Vikabetz Kal Yosai Hu Amar Mi Bacher Mikol Amoy Vayal. Says Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Kaddish Baruch Hu said to the Mashiach, to the real Mashiach, right? For you, I am angry at Koresh because I said that he should build my Beit HaMikdash and he should gather all the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael. And he said anybody who wants to can come and go to Eretz Yisrael and build a Beit HaMikdash. He didn't do what I told him to do. Right? So I'm angry at Koresh on your behalf because you could have come if Koresh had done his job. Okay? Okay, we're going back to the Pesukim. Milachel Paras Madai Ha Partemin. Right, says the soldiers of Paras Madai, the Partemin. Right, says Uchsiv Lemalchei Madai Paras. And also says the kings of Madai and Paras. So which is it? Is it primarily the kingdom is Madai or primarily the kingdom is Paras? Amar Rava. Rava says Asnuy Yasnu Behadade. Iminan Malchi Iminaychu Ifrechi Veiminaychu Malchi Iminan Ifrechi. If we take, basically they had an agreement between them, who if one will provide the king, then the other will provide the senior ministers. If Paras provides the king, then Madai will provide the ministers. If Madai provides the king, then Paras will provide the senior ministers. That way they will they'll all be able to get along and everybody's getting something out of the arrangement. Okay? Similar to the sort of power sharing agreement you have now in Belgium or in Lebanon before, right? Switzerland. Okay. Behar Oisoi es Osher Kvoid Malchusoi. Remember, he did a tremendous feast in Shushan to show everybody how rich he was and how big, how important a king he was. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says, Meilamit Shelavish Big Dekuna. He wore the Big Dekuna. There were no godim that were as beautiful as the Big Dekuna. So he put on the Big Dekuna that had come from the Beit HaMikdash. Ksiv Hacha Yekar Tiferes Gdul Asoy Ksiv Hasam Lichavoid Oktivaras. He says here, Yekar Tiferes, glory. The honor and the glory of his greatness. And there it says, Lichavoid Ultifaras. Right, kavod means yekar, and tiferes is literally the same word. Therefore, he wore the godim, the clothes which are kavod or tiferes. And the pasuk continues. When these days finished, then what did you all know the story of the Megillah? What is it that Achashverosh did next? After he finished the 180 days, he did. Yeah. Very good. So it says one says that he was a very intelligent king. One of them said he was very intelligent, and one of them said he's taka an idiot. Right? Mandam and Melpika Yachaya Shapir Ava Dekariv Rechika Beresha Devne Mase Kol Emas Devai Mefayislahu. Says he's such a clever guy because he brought all the people who lived really far away. He made a special humongous party for them, and then he got around to it. He did it for the people who are closer to him because it's easier to make a party for the people who are closer to you. So then they won't take less effort to make them happy. Right? Get the hard stuff out of the way first. What about the person who says he's an idiot? The baile le karuvi bnei masi beresha de maru behanach anehavu kaimi bade. Huh? Right? He said he should have kept the people in his own city loyal first. Why? Because if anybody else rebelled against him, he needs the people who live where he lives to support him. That's very important. Okay? Shalu Talmidah with Rabbi Shimon Bar-Yochai, and Iman is Chayvus Aniyam Shal Yisro Ve'Oitza Ador Klaya. The Talmidim of Rashbi, of Rabbi Shimon Bar-Yochai, asked him, why did the Druze, the Sinner Yisrael, the enemies of the Druze, that means the Druze who sinned, right? The sinners among Druze, why? What was a sin that caused the Druze to deserve to be destroyed in that generation? Amru Lahem, Amru Atem. So he said to them, you tell me. Amru Lahem Ibn Nishan Nen Umisu Adosa Shaludash Shal Oisa Rasha. They got hana'a, they got benefit from the soda, from the meal of Achashverosh. Remember, there's all sorts of sins involved in the meal. There's Tam Yainam, there's Yen Nesach, right? There's the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, there's the tray food. But the fact that they went to the soda is in itself a problem. Right? It also, judging by the fact that he wanted his own wife to come out naked, like Lichora, it wasn't the most kosher place to be from that perspective either. Right? And Im Kain, so then Rashbi says to them, Im Kain Shabisham Yihargu, Shabakolam, Kulay Loyal Al Yihargu. He says, but wait, that was only the Jews who lived in Shushan. It wasn't the Jews who lived anywhere else. Amrullah said to him, Amorata. In that case, what do you think the reason is? Amrullahem, he said to them, if they should Khachabul Sham. They said they bow him. He said that's a part of the order, they bowed down to a statue. Amrullah Masopanim Yeshbadavar. Right, he says, they said to him, wait, they committed, you're telling me, Rashbi, Rebbe, you're telling me they committed Avodah Zarah. Then they committed Avodah Zarah, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them live? It makes no sense. How'd they, what is this? It's a terrible crime. Amar lahem, hem liyasu alefanim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yasa imahen, elo lefanim ha'inuksiv, ki lo yana mi li boy. Right? They weren't bowing down to the statue as they were doing Avodah Zarah. They were bowing down to the statue because they were trying to keep Achashverosh happy. They were pretending. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them, he pretended. But the pretense was obviously a very stressful thing. Right? And that's what the Pasuk says. Kiloi namili boy v'yagevni. She says he didn't torture them from inside, from his heart. It wasn't really... His thought process wasn't to end the Jews. He just wanted them to think that. Okay. Bechatzer Ginas Bisan HaMelech. Right, it was in the Chotzer of the garden of Bisan HaMelech of the house of the king. Rav Shmuel, again, I have a machlokes. Chad Amar, Haroil Chotzer Chotzer, Haroil Gina Gina, Haroil Bisan Le Bisan. Chad Amar, Hoshivan Bechatzer, Velech Zekasan, Begina, Velech Zekasan, Ad Shehichsan, Le Bisan, Vehechezikasan. So, right? First, they had a machlokes, right? One of them said that that basically the person who should have been the chotzer, I mean the chotzer is the nicest place to be, right? Was in the chotzer, right? Then the next nice place to be is the garden, which is the Ginah. And after that, the least nice place to be is in an orchard which surrounds the palace, and that's the Bisan. Right? So whoever was really important, they would put him in the Chotzer, right in front of the king. Whoever was a little bit less important, they would put him in the garden, in the Ginah. And after that, anybody who's left, they would put in the Bisan, and that would be the orchard. That would be where really not very important people would go. Right? Then the other one, we don't know if it was Rav Shmuel, said no, it was very simple. There were a lot of people. So they started off in the room, in the Chotzer, where Achashverosh was. Then they didn't all fit, so they moved into the garden. And when they didn't fit in the garden either, they moved into the orchard surrounding the palace. Right. Okay. Be'mas Nisa Tana, Hoshivan Machotzer, Upasach Lahem, Shnei Psachim, Echad Leginu, Echad Lebison. Right, and then there's a Bryce which says it was a little different. He started seating them in the chotzer, in the room where he was, in the yard where the king spent his time, and then he basically opened them a door. One door was to the garden, and one door was to the orchard. They could sort of wander around if they wanted to. Okay, Chur Karpas Utreles. Right, remember the seuda was filled with Chur Karpas and Treles. Right, my Chur. What's Chur? Rav Amar Chari Chari, right? Chari Chari means like very nicely embroidered cloth, very richly embroidered cloth. Vishmul Amar Milas Levana Hitzia Lehem. Right? A white sheet. It's a particular sign of wealth when you give people white sheets to sit on, right? Because it's going to get very, very dirty and you're not going to be able to reuse it. It's basically a waste. Right? So one of the ways that you show how wealthy you are is you basically throw money down the toilet. Yeah? Okay. Karpa. Karpas, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Karim Shel Pasim. Right, what's Karpas? Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, it is pillows that have lines on them. They're very, like, richly, again, richly embroidered pillows. Al Galile Kesef. On Galile Kesef, on... Ah, beds. Sorry, didn't remember the word. On beds of silver, ve'amude sheish, and pillars of sheish. Sheish is a type of cloth, right? Mitoisa, no, sheish, sorry, is a type of stone. My bad. Right, that's a stone that was used to support the beds, basically stone pillars that were used to support the beds, right? Mitoiz zahav v'chesef, beds of silver and gold. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Aroi l'kesef l'kesef, aroi l'alav. Some people sat on beds of silver and some people sat on beds of gold. The people who were more important, gold. The people less important, silver. Right? Amr loy Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Nechemiah said to him, Im kein atami tilkina b'seuda. That doesn't make sense. People are going to be jealous in the middle of seuda. They're going to be fighting over which bed they're going to be on. It's not going to be fun for anybody. Maybe it's fun for the king, I don't know. Ella, heim shel kesef v'raglim shel zav. They made the beds out of silver and the legs of the beds out of zav, out of gold. Bahat v'sheish. Amar Rav Asi avanim shemitzchoytetim al baleyen. What does bahat v'sheish mean? It means they are stones that are very hard to find. Right, they're really rare gems were in these beds. Again, it's a sign of wealth. V'chenu oimer avnei nezer misnoisesois al admasoi. And we have a similar comment in Zechariah, right, that a Kodesh Baruch will save the Jews because the Jews were like stones that were very hard to find. They were so scattered around. So it's Mida connected Mida. They were punished for the sin of Ahasuerus because they were by being like the stones that they took advantage of. Vidar Vesoichares, Vidar Vesoichares, Ramamar Dari Dari, Vishmo Amar Evan Tiber Yesh Bekarke Am Vidarashma. Dari Dari means in rows. Ahasuerus had them sitting in rows, and Shmuel said, no, that's another gemstone. It's a gem that stone that's found in particular in cities by the sea. Right, it's called Dara. Hoshiva be'emsa seuda umir la'em katzaraim. He would put it in the middle of the meal on the table, right, and it would shine out light as though it were the sun in the middle of the afternoon. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, and the base midrash of Rabbi Yishmael, they would teach shikra dror lechol ba'alei schora. Right, he issued a cry. Right, he issued a cry to all of the merchants in his kingdom. He basically tried to use as many of the merchants in his kingdom as he could. That way, they would all love him, right? Because he gave them lots of business. What's my place? V'hashkois b'chelei zahav v'chelim mekelim shonim. Right. Says, and they would drink from golden implements and also from, you know, other implements, the pasuk says. Mishunim Ibai, they should have been Mishunim. Different. Why became Mikilim Shonim? Amar Rava, Yatabaskal the Amar Salhem, Rishonim Kalum Ne Kale, Mipne Kalyam Vatem, Shonim Bahem. The first ones were punished because of these Kalim. Right? Meaning who? Nebuchadnezzar was punished from drinking from the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash. Right? And now you're going to reuse them again? Right? Hence, Shonim, right? You're repeating the sins that they did, that they already performed with these vessels and were punished for? In Sefer Daniel? Okay, everybody in sense? The Yain Malchus. Yain Malchus. Like the wine of the kingdom. Rav Amar Rav. Peter Malchus Rav, sorry, there's lots of wine from the kingdom. Amar Rav. Rav said, Milamed shekol echad ve'echad hishkol yain shegadol heimenu ve'shanim. Everybody was given wine that was older than him. Right, really old wine is good wine. They were all given wine that was older than them. Vash siyaka das einoineis, and the drinking was as it should be, right? Nobody was forcing anybody. They were all having a wonderful time. Maikadas, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Hanan, Meshum Rabbi Meir, Kadash al Torah, Madash al Torah, Achila Meruba Mishtia, Afdudas al Zarasha, Achila Meruba Mishtia. Like what the Torah says you're meant to do. The Torah says you're meant to eat more than you drink. So too, when they had all of this wine, you can just imagine how much they ate, because they ate more than they drank. Right, truly gluttony. Einoneis, why Einoneis? Nobody was forced. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Milam Shekol Echad Ve'Echad Ishkol Miyain Medina Tzoy. Nobody was forced to even drink something they weren't used to. Everybody was fed wine from where he came from. Achashverosh brought wine from every place in the empire for whoever needed it. La'asoyz kiritzoin ishvayish, to make it like what everybody wanted. Amar Rava, la'asoyz kiritzoin Mordechai Ve'Aman, to make it like what Mordechai and Haman wanted. Mordechai dixiv ish Yehudi v'an ish tzar v'ayev. Why? Because Mordechai is called an ish Yehudi, right? The word ish in the Megillah is used to describe both Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai is called an ish Yehudi, and Haman is called an ish tzar v'ayev. Gam v'ashti ha-malchus sam ishten nashim b'beis ha-malchus. B'ashti nishim v'ayelei. It says, Vashti, the queen, also made a party for all the women in the palace. Says the Gemara sort of said, Beit Hashem, where the women lived. It wasn't in the king's palace. I'm a Rava. Rava says, Shnei l'davrechad avdivar avera nitzkavnu. The point is that the party that Vashti did for the women was just like the party that Achashverosh did for the men. They were both intending for unspecified averas to occur. You can imagine when lots of wine is flowing and there's lots of people who are not so inhibited, what can happen? Hayir damrinji, iubakri vitase ibibukari vitase bevutzini. Right, and this is similar to what people say. But he is using really big. He uses a really big gourd of wine. Right, he uses a tremendous. A gourd is basically a pumpkin, right? It's related. It's a plant that's related to a pumpkin. If you hold it out, you can use it to hold water or wine. Right, so he would use a really big gourd, and his wife in a slightly smaller gourd. But they're doing the same thing. Right, that's the point. Vashti and Achashverosh were doing the same sort of evil. Okay, tov. Just briefly, in terms of what is all this agata and the Yisro and the agata and the Gemara fish that are convenient place for us, right? Why is it, do you think, that the Gemara is taking the time to stress so carefully just how over the top the Tzuda was?
I guess it's not justified, but like, it wasn't. The Jews sinned, but like, it's obviously there's not a good reason.
I would have said the opposite. It shows how bad the sin was. But,
maybe it's a support for
yeah, it makes it much worse.
Maybe it's a support for the opinion of.
Tell me there, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Yeah,
who
said that?
So yeah, that's the same thing I judged. That's right, because the sin was so serious. I think it's Pshut Teshul Mikra. Meaning what? All the comments that were made here are obviously not Pshut Teshul Mikra comments, right? They're not comments that are written in the Megillah in any sort of explicit fashion, but what they are is they are an accurate reflection, clearly, of the impression that Megillah is trying to give. Remember, the Megillah also goes on at some length about the Suda, right? It just describes it sort of endlessly. So the Gemara makes it even longer, and makes it even more over the top. But the point that Gemara is making is that what we're witnessing in the Megillah here is absurd. Normal people do not behave this way. Right? Right, that's just over why the Gemara is spending so much time on it. Precisely to stress that this is just ridiculous. Shkoyich, gentlemen.